we start the episode, this is just a spoiler warning. We will be spoiling the three movies we talk about, Sharknado 4, 5, and 6. So, if you plan on watching those movies anytime soon, go ahead and watch them and come back to this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great time. All right. Welcome back, guys, to the Social Outcast podcast. I'm Adam, your host, and here's my co-host, Ollie.
Hello.
Today, we are going to be doing While You Were Sleeping. This is the third and final episode of our three podcast special to kick off our podcast. I'm excited. This was a good one.
This was a good one, yeah. This was a very good movie.
It's pretty well known. It's got okay reviews. The reviews don't do it justice. But While You Were Sleeping is a romantic comedy drama. But the description is, a hopelessly romantic Chicago Transit Authority token collector is mistaken for the fiancé of a coma patient.
That sums it up, right?
Yep, pretty much. And then things kind of go crazy. She ends up getting involved with the family, falls in love with the brother, marries the guy in the coma, or is on, and then marries the other brother.
I'll be putting spoiler warnings on these.
I'll throw them in. I have a way to do that. This movie was directed by John Turteltaub, and he is famous for Cool Runnings, National Treasure, The Meg. Those were the only ones I've heard of. And the main character, Lucy, is portrayed by Sandra Bullock, who was in Miss Congeniality, Speed, Bird Box, Ocean's 8, Minions, Gravity, The Heat, Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close, The Blind Side, All About Steve. She's just in a lot, The Proposal. She's a pretty well-known actor. She's really good. And then the man she falls in love with, Jack, only thing he's really known for is Independence Day. Have you seen that, Ollie?
I have seen that.
Once again, he's also in Spaceballs as Lone Star, which is the Han Solo guy. And then there's Peter Gallagher, who is played by, or not Peter Gallagher. There's Peter, who is played by Peter Gallagher, and he is in American Beauty, and he is, he's in the OC, Burlesque, and he's King Triton in The Little Mermaid, the 2019 version. Yep, that sums up the movie. So, on to the first scene. Superb scenes. Ollie, I'll let you take this one.
Okay, superb scenes. I like the very beginning, like, the opening, when she's talking about her father, and, like, the backstory with her mom. I think that's really a sweet start to the story. I also think there's a nice little story in there about Peter, good old Peter, who was in a coma, and how he lost one of his testicles. I thought that was pretty good scene.
Alright, we're going there real fast, but okay.
I mean, hey, you asked, right?
I guess.
I also enjoyed, obviously, Lucy's love for Peter from afar. And I just think overall, all of the scenes with Lucy and Jack are quite nice. They're quite sweet.
What is While You Were Sleeping rated? Sorry, I'm just making a check. It's PG. All right. Just making sure. I mean, not
Only
that
that
that's
one
gonna
bit.
stop us. I should probably make a disclaimer eventually. We probably will do an R-rated film. Can you watch R-rated films?
I can, yes.
That's good because a lot of the films on here are R-rated. So this is gonna be some heavy things, but my grandma passed on last year around this time, and she'd watch this movie, and when I was watching it with my grandpa, he turned to me and said, "This scene is was your grandma's favorite scene in the movie." And it was really touching. The scene that was her favorite scene was when a kid is biking along the sidewalk and throws a newspaper and just whips himself off the bike. If you don't know, my grandma was a very aggressive woman, but she deeply loved scenes like that. She loved physical humor. So that is also one of my favorite scenes.
It's a good scene. I'll give your grandma that. She had some good taste.
There's one scene you missed, because it was when we were setting up the Instagram video. You might have seen it. It was in the credits. There's a scene where they're ice skating, and somebody just wipes out on the ice.
Don't know if I saw that.
Yeah, it's pretty fast. Like it happens in the beginning, but it was good. There's also just the weird scene with Jack when they're on the ice. That's a great scene.
Oh yes, when they keep almost falling on top of each other.
Yeah.
Another scene is when they're bringing that couch into their apartment.
Oh, that is a good scene. The other one, was when they're at the when they're at the wedding, throughout the movie it's like hinted at that he proposed to another woman, and then he's like, and that he just has short-term memory loss, that's why he doesn't remember. Well, in the end, it turns out that the woman he proposed to said no and broke up with him, but then changed her mind and said yes. Turns out she was married when he proposed to her.
Which he knew.
Yeah, and so he's just kind of an interesting character. But yeah. Got any others?
Nope.
Really?
Well, I'm saving some of them for
Funny moments?
funny moments, yes.
Yeah. All right, on to the curdling clips. I don't actually think there was that much that was wrong with this movie. There was a lot of uncomfortableness.
Lot of awkwardness.
Yeah, a lot of like things that did make you like curl your toes, just like, "Ooh, I know what's happening. This is kind of weird."
I mean, I would say if you were pretending to be someone's fiance who is in a coma, it's gonna be a little uncomfortable, especially if you have never met that person, except for like in very big passing.
Yeah, there wasn't too much that was like really bad about this movie. But now we're gonna get on to. We're gonna move pretty fast into the funny moments. Once again, there weren't very many references to other shows and such in here. But the funny moments were the film. It was a really funny film.
It was a good, yeah, it was funny. One that comes to mind is when she goes to Peter's house because she finds cat food in his belongings, and Peter's brother Jack follows her, and they are in the apartment together, and she is calling out for this cat. And he's like, Peter does not have a cat. My brother doesn't have a cat. And then a cat appears. And it's like, well... And then he's kind of like, well, maybe she is his fiance and not just pretending to be.
That's definitely... There's a lot of good things in that movie. That scene, all I forgot to mention, the physical humor of when she's looking for the cat and she opens the door and slams him in the face. Which was really reminiscent of the other two scenes I've talked about with the guy wiping out on ice skates and the other guy wiping out on a bike.
Yeah.
But that was a good scene. But there was also, it was a really funny scene where she is like, she's looking at the rocking chair and she's like, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Oh my gosh, look at it. It's so perfect. And then he's like, well, too bad. You get this ugly love seat that is just disgusting.
And then they have to bring it into Peter's apartment and
they break his carpet. Everything.
They break everything. They break a vase, they ruin his carpet, and they leave it like that.
And they break his door.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a coma, it's fine. He wouldn't notice.
He's rich. It doesn't matter. I mean, we presume he's rich from what we're told.
I mean, they make it pretty clear.
Yeah. One of my other favorite scenes is when she makes a joke to her friend because she is a virgin, or we presume she's a virgin in the show, and she is, her coworker finds out about her fiancé, her fake fiancé. And she's like, oh my gosh, girl, are you pregnant? And she goes, yes, I'm pregnant, as sarcastically. And the sister of Peter overhears her and runs to tell her parents, like, oh my gosh, Lucy's pregnant, Lucy's pregnant. And she has to explain how she's not pregnant.
Well, it's how the family finds out is Jack and her go to a party, and she starts drinking spiked punch, and he's like, that's spiked, and she's like, good. And he's like, that's not good for the baby.
In she's front like, of all of baby? Her friends. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was a little uncomfortable. It would certainly be interesting to explain to all your friends why you are in fact not pregnant, and why this man thinks you are.
That sister is, she does a lot in that show.
She just doesn't wait around to hear the details.
Yeah. But it's a very delicate, it's very delicate balance between being over the top humor and being just like dry humor, and this show balanced on that line perfectly throughout the film.
I feel like, yeah, it was really well written. Definitely like a funny movie. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. One of the things that was really good is the way he proposes in the end. Well, this was one of my favorite scenes.
How Jack proposes.
So he goes up to her. Jack goes up to Lucy's booth, and he puts the ring in the token slot. And he's like, will you marry me? And it's this cute scene. And then Lucy says, I can't let you in without a token. And she makes him put in a subway token before she lets him come in.
And also the entire family is there to watch them.
Yeah.
Including Peter. Which I guess makes sense since he was about to marry her. like
Not really.
24 hours before that.
Yeah, it's a strange show. But that is a really good scene. But oh well, I'm gonna yawn. I definitely thought it was awkward to propose in front of your entire family. Just in case she said no.
Yeah, it would not be great if she said it. Also, like, they were being like, get down on your knees and stuff. And he was like, I just want to propose. Let me do it how I want.
I am letting him propose how he wants to propose. I'm just saying, it's more romantic to get down on one knee.
Also, they've only known each other for a week at this point, like
No,
9 days.
they've known each other for more. That's what I thought. But she saves Peter on Christmas Day, and then they have it like it fast forwards to New Year's when she has dinner with the family again. Do you remember that? There's New Year's. And then it goes a few more weeks, and then she's at a new party.
No, it happens on Christmas, and then she goes Christmas night, to see the family, because they all open presents.
No, next day, the day after Christmas, that's dinner. But then she does another dinner with the family. That one's on New Year's. There's a New Year's party.
New Year's was the party. I thought that they went to the party, where she drank, and he was like, "You're pregnant," and because she says, "You ruined my Christmas and my New Year's." To Jack.
So, yeah, I guess you're right. But I still think they do know each other more than 1 week.
Yeah. They at least learn a lot about each other in the time they know each other.
There's one other character we didn't mention.
Sal.
No, not Sal. It's the boss.
Oh, the
Lucy's
boss.
boss. She keeps going to her boss for advice. Which I would not recommend doing, getting advice from your boss for your love life. That just is not a comfortable conversation. But she keeps asking him, and he's giving her this horrible advice because he doesn't really care. And she comes up finally in the end. She says, "I'm getting married to Peter." And he's like, "Good heavens, girl, why not?" And she says, "Because I can't bring myself to tell them." And then he just kind of is like, "Okay." Just kind of blows it off.
I mean, he tries to stop her, kind of. He's like, this is tomorrow, and she's like, I am aware of that. But it doesn't happen, so it's okay.
Everything's okay. Because it's a movie. So, I guess we're gonna go on to the rating system. How many subway tokens would you give this movie out of 5?
I'm gonna give this movie also about 4.5 subway tokens out of 5.
I would give it a 5 token rating. Like, I really love this movie. Like, this is a kind of movie that I would watch every year. Like, it just made me laugh and have a warm, fuzzy feeling in my soul.
Yes, I really, really enjoyed this film. I think for me, like 5, like I don't know, there's something very, very special about the 5 rating. But this film was very special also, so it definitely deserves a very high rating, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree.
It's just fun.
It is. It's just a fun, silly little film.
I think that's all we got for now.
Yeah, looks like this is going to be a shorter episode. We're gonna get back into some bad movies, bad reviews later. Based off of what we've recorded, I'm guessing that our format works better when we're making fun of movies. And there are a lot of those to make fun of. So,
True.
I have a big, long, giant list of movies for us to watch. So, next time we will probably be doing a horror movie.
It's almost Halloween.
It's almost Halloween. Let's see. Not next week, but the week. And not the week after, but the week after the week after.
It's spooky season, is the point. It's October.
Yeah, for Halloween, we're gonna be watching Halloween, the original 19 something version. And we are. So next week, we are gonna do some other horror movie. So be ready for that. And then we're gonna get into Thanksgiving movies, because there are a few good ones. And then Christmas movies. And Lord knows there are so many Christmas
So
movies
many.
that you can find a bad one for every good one. So, this is the Social Outcast Podcast signing out. Have a good one. Happy spooky season, guys. Hey guys, this is just to let you know that we're going to be coming back next week with another spooky movie to review. And we are going to start talking more about ourselves and more about each other and our friendship because we really want to make this podcast something personal for all of you. So thank you for watching. Or I guess I should say thank you for listening to the podcast. We can now be found almost anywhere podcasts are available, excluding Apple Podcasts. We're still working on that one. But Spotify, SoundCloud, Anchor, anywhere you can find podcasts. Have a good one, guys. Stay cool.